And most of all, you'll learn that grace wins every single time. You'll learn that it's the scars that make you stronger and that each one sings a victory song that will be heard for generations. Like the rings on a tree trunk cut open wide, the lines will be your legacy. It's the stories of losing it all and learning to rise again and again that will live longer than you do. And these tales of wrecked and rising are the prerequisite to truly experiencing the deep places of love. I don't know why I walked my entire Christian life without ever making this connection before, but as I find myself midway through my 36th trip around the sun, it feels as though I've been picked up, turned around, and placed on the other side of things. The way I see things now is different than before. Less romanticized, more raw, just the way I like it if I'm being honest. This man I love, the one taking up life space and bed space and heart space, looks different now. And though his hands look rougher, his eyes are softer, kinder. A depth of grace and understanding floats between us that we never knew existed before. And our capacity for compassion is larger too. Years ago, but not so long ago that I can't still taste it, I almost gave it all away. The enormity of hurt that had lodged itself between us was too much to bear in my own soul. Selfishness, pride, and buried frustrations gave birth to desires of sweet relief. Our years of miscommunication had gone on and had been ignored so long, it became definitely silent and caused huge gaps in our marriage and wounds on our hearts. A new life, a life without him, teased me with convenience and freedom and ease. I daydreamed of packing it all up and driving away. Away so far that none of the pain could reach my doorstep, and the possibility that a new beginning would surely be the anecdote that would wipe away my bitter befores. But as a dreamer, something strange happened when I began to entertain the scenario and play it all out. When I paused long enough to notice the wake of what would be a certain catastrophic blow to all of our hearts, everything changed. I imagined what that aftermath would bring. I imagined the brokenness, the children's tears, my tears, all of our tears, really. I imagined two households, his and hers bedrooms and divided Christmases. The imaginations made my heart break into pieces, and seeing it all play out in my mind's eye stripped it of its allure. I'd seen too many lives play out this way, too many hearts crushed in the aftermath of hurt and unforgiveness. So since it was my daydream, I decided to change the story. And it turns out, changing the story changed absolutely everything. I pictured driving away and watching him out of my rearview mirror. I imagined the children's faces pressed up against the cold glass windows, fogged up and wet from tears. And I turned around. I changed the story in my mind. With the car barely parked, I ran out of the car and into his arms, and I chose to stay. Forgiveness and grace became my anthem that day. And Christmases together, with grandchildren underfoot, was the picture I held on to. The pain of all the hurt was still fresh, and to be honest, I didn't want to cave to forgiveness and open up to the possibility of being hurt again. But there's a richness that comes when life gives you every reason to go and you choose to stay anyway. It says, I see you, all of you, the beautifully put together and the brutally broken, and I still choose you. I will always choose you. And isn't that what we all want anyway? To be fully seen, fully known, and fully chosen? It is for me. It seems that society today isn't used to difficult things. Maybe that's why there are fewer marriages and babies being born percentage-wise than there were a century ago. Our quick-fix culture has band-aids for everything from hunger to shopping to finding love on the internet. The sacred journey of long and slow, waited and fought for, feels lost on this generation. So when life doesn't go as planned and we find ourselves desolate and depressed, it's easy to fall into the mindset that we did something wrong, that we are being punished, or that God simply doesn't care about us anymore.